Justin Bogle, Indianapolis. I've said this a few times, but the track was the biggest obstacle tonight. It did not look like fun.
No, it was really difficult. The way my night went, I'm feeling so much better every week. Just maybe not so much, but I am feeling progress. I'm better in qualifying, better in my heat race. My starts have been horrible, which has just blown my mind. So my start in the main was better, but I did terrible in the heat, so I was way outside. But I'm getting a little bit more time in me each weekend. I think I popped it like 13 minutes last week. Popped it 16, 17 this week. Okay. So it's frustrating because I was riding up towards the back into the top 10. Mm-hmm. And then when that happened, I didn't have anything left at the end. So very frustrating, but trying to find the silver lining here. There is progress.
Sure. Yeah, we saw you obviously got a late start, got slow going. Put in some good rides, just missed out on podium. And then the last few weeks, like you said, it's been kind of back worse than you were at. Is there a reason? And don't punch me, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm just as frustrated and annoyed about the whole thing as anybody would be, but my starts have been terrible.
Okay.
And
It
starts with starts, you know what I'm saying? So where I'm at right now, it definitely starts with starts. I don't have that last 5 minutes yet. I just don't. Yeah. I'm working towards it. I didn't have 10 minutes at the start of the season. That's why the mud race was easy, because it wasn't hard. You know, it was just, technically speaking, yes, it was difficult.
Right.
But everything slowed down. You weren't, like, overexerting yourself. So I'm getting a little bit more each week. I'm working my ass off during the week, and that's why it's so frustrating. But, I mean, I don't know what else I would expect, really, coming in riding Monday before A1. It is getting better. On paper, it looks terrible still, but it is getting better. So just keep working, man. I got to get my starts back, which I was happy with the main event. I just was in a bad position, but get my starts back and at least run up there with those guys as long as I can, and that'll just continue to get a little bit longer until by the end of this thing, I'll have 20-something in me. So it's all good.
I will say, not to piss you off again, but you seem like the only guy who can't get a start on one of these bikes. They are really good off the start, and you are a great starter. So I'm sure you're working at it. I'm sure you're trying things, but that's got to be frustrating because these bikes are good.
Yeah, no, this is the best bike I've ever ridden in my life, you know, and I'm one of the best starters in the history of this thing.
Sure.
If we go back and look at my record, I've had a whole shots a lot every year of my career. So, it's something I just got to figure out, and I think it'll come with get my confidence back the second I get one of those starts, you know. It's just one of those things where I don't have the raw speed faster than the guys up front right now, but if I start up there, you start to learn it, you know. It's one of those things that just comes. So I'm extremely frustrated with the on paper results. It's been really pissing me off every week, but I've been staying in Florida, so working with Michael Byrne has been really, really awesome for me. I'm very thankful for him kind of taking me under his wing and helping me out these last few weeks. So it's been good, man. I'm getting better. I'm learning. It's just that damn time thing, you know?
Well, tonight, if you didn't get a gate pick, you didn't get a start tonight, you weren't doing anything. I don't care who you were on the track like that. So, you know, tonight maybe wasn't the perfect thing. I was going to ask you about Florida and working with Burner, because I know you've been down there. He's a smart dude, isn't he?
He's very, very, very intelligent and very good at communicating and with the writing stuff. And honestly, half the time I just feel like I'm talking to an older version of me.
Right.
You know, he was very, very good and very talented. He had a lot of injuries, and so he's been through all of it. And it's been good for us to spend a month with him, just living at his house with him and his family, which I'm extremely thankful for. And just kind of getting closer, him understanding us more, because I know to a lot of people I look like an idiot because I make rap music and I dress cool. So understanding that I do bust my ass and I do want this badly, and being around him and just trying to be a sponge and soak up everything he's doing, and even being around Blake, like, I mean, we had a great time down there. It was really fun. So head back home, get back in my routine, and get back to work. It'll be good for me, but I thoroughly enjoyed my time down there.
Right. I'm just waiting for you to post a photo of, like, sort of the everyman look of cargos and a hoodie. Like, that's also stylish in a way. Like, I know maybe not where you guys are looking for in particular, but it's like an everyman look.
I did see your tweet to Colt.
Yeah.
And I did see he responded and said, hey, we can make it happen.
We
know a guy. We could get a photo done. We can get Mathis walking in with a FitPic. Come on now. You break the internet.
And we're carrying a Starbucks. And that would be my move. I think it's very good.
Every single Saturday, I got a coffee in my hand. So we can make this work.
Cool.